Initially, not many people gave her a chance, thinking she was just the president's beautiful wife. But almost a year after taking over the leadership of the Women's League from Opam Chinguri, First Lady Grace Mugabe has taken the country by storm, and men now believe she is positioning herself for the highest office in the land. Miss Mugabe has brushed aside the perceived enemies in the party by the wayside, among them the former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, former senior party and government ministers Webster Shamu and Tsikamai Mavaire, among others. All those who have dared to criticize or oppose their sentence have been thrown out or suspended from the ruling party. Dr. Amai, as she is now popularly known, after attaining a doctoral degree under controversial circumstances, now has firm control on cabinet ministers and government institutions, though she is not in the government. Political analysts and ordinary people agree that she is now a force to reckon with, and that everything points to a gunning for the highest office if she has her way. Although the First Lady has not yet declared her presidential ambitions, there is widespread belief in the country that she is aiming for the presidency. Harare resident Michael Maweni says clearly the First Lady is now in control. The fact that cabinet ministers follow her as she strides across the country addressing rallies clearly indicates the authority she now commands in both the party and government. Nenyasha Moyo of Shitungwiza is one of those who believe Amai Mugabe is preparing herself for a top leadership position with the support of the so-called Group of 40 or G40 in ZANU-PF, fighting to block the ascendancy of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa in the event that Mr. Mugabe leaves office.
Yeah, I think so, because in as far as I'm concerned, what she's doing is really replicating what she wants to be, and maybe by the time we get to 2018 for the presidential election.
Lawmaker Priscilla Misaera Mbwimushonga of the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change, formation led by Walsh Mncube, says there is no doubt that Grace Mugabe is fully in charge.
I think my first point is the issue we are supposed to discuss today is Grace closing in on the throne. And my thoughts as I was driving here was that she's not closing in on the throne, she is the throne.
President Mugabe's strategy, which no one else understands, Zimbabwe Democracy Institute Director Pesa Ruanya told a Southern African Political Economy Series meeting discussion on the First Lady recently that she will be powerful for as long as her husband is alive. Act 3.
Her power is derived from the president as the wife of the president. So she is a force to reckon with insofar as the president endorses or supports what she is doing. Without the support of the president and without using the authority of the president to intimidate, the First Lady is not a political force.
He agrees with Mushonga that her entry into politics was a family strategy rather than a party strategy. Ruanya says the First Lady has become so powerful in a short space of time to the extent that her behavior and body language clearly show that she is aiming for the higher office. Grace Mugabe is the first ZANU-PF Secretary for Women Affairs to fly around the country using state resources and whose meetings are beamed live by the state broadcaster, the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation.
It tells you that she has huge ambition. But what we may not know for now is the level of ambition. Is the ambition to be the head of the state, to be the vice president, or what? We don't know. Because to be the head of the state under ZANU is not a walk in the park.
But political and social commentator Joel Makusha of the Great Zimbabwe University's Philosophy and Religious Studies says the First Lady is justified to move around the country meeting women, youths and other Zimbabweans using state resources. According to Makusha, Miss Mugabe is merely doing her work with the blessings of her party.
There is no way she is actually trying to take over or to succeed. Those are individual permutations. She is just doing the party's work so that the public is aware of her. She is known. She meets people knowing their problems and the like. But that's politics about power. Where she is, there is power.
Mukusha adds her use of state resources could not be possible without the approval of a party and government.
I think what she is doing is in line, it's appropriate, it's approved. There's no way she can fly a certain helicopter without the state knowing that there are measures that are taken if you do things that are against the state. So it means it is approved. It's not even by the government. And what she is doing is beneficial to the society. That's my own point of view.
There are many, however, among political analysts and ordinary Zimbabweans who believe that Grace Mugabe may find it difficult to command support in the former Liberation Party in the absence of her husband. According to political commentator Mlondolozi Ndlovu and Ruhanya, Mr. Mugabe has the support of the military and it's not yet clear if the former liberation fighters will support Grace Mugabe as ZANU-PF's presidential candidate. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.